This morning I'd like to talk to you about Psalm 23. Probably everybody here is fairly familiar with Psalm 23. It's one of the most beloved psalms. It's a very personal psalm. You may turn there in your Bibles, written by David. It was likely written later in David's life after he'd been through quite a few trials and difficulties, failures and triumphs in his life. Through all of those things, David had experienced the Lord's care and his faithfulness. I think that may be one of the reasons it's such a beloved psalm. It comes out of David's experience with God. I'm going to read the whole psalm right now, but we will just look today at verses 1 through 3. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd. I suppose you could read that first line a few different ways. You could emphasize any of those words. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Or the Lord is my shepherd. You could put the emphasis on any of those words. But it's a very personal psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. How do you know if he's your shepherd? How do you know? Jesus gave us some criteria for knowing that. In John 10, verses 27 to 28, Jesus says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand." Now, that's the kind of shepherd I'd like to have. Nobody can snatch me out of his hand. But how do you know if he is your shepherd? Jesus gives us two tests just right here in this little verse, this little bit that Jesus spoke. He said, "My sheep listen to my voice." So test number one is, do you listen? Do you listen to what the Lord has to say through his word? Because that's what his sheep do. They listen to his voice. Are you listening? Do you care? Are you more interested in what Jesus says than in what you want or in what anyone else says? Are you listening to Jesus? Jesus says that his sheep know his voice. Says that earlier here in the John passage. He says, they know my voice. It doesn't take great skill to know the shepherd's voice, though we may learn a little bit more about that as we mature. What it really takes is us turning our will over to him, the shepherd. That's what it takes for us to know his voice. When we say, "I'll follow you. I'm turning my will over to you." You know, there are some people that we listen to, and then sometimes there's some people that we just kind of don't really listen. Maybe we even ignore them in life. Jesus says, "My sheep listen to my voice." It's the first test. Do you listen? Are you listening to Jesus' voice? Is that the voice that you're listening to? Second test Jesus gives us here is he says, "My sheep follow me." So the second question is, do you follow his leadership through his word? Do you follow the Lord's leadership in your life? Do you do what He says to do? Do you follow His example in life? It's a pretty simple test for knowing whether He is your Lord, whether He is your shepherd. So is He your shepherd? How do you know? If you're listening to His voice and you're following Him, He is your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. A lot of us look to various people in our lives for leadership. But ultimately, you need the Lord as your shepherd. The Lord as your leader. Is He your leader, the one that you're following? Ultimately, He's the one. Well, the implication of this psalm, of course, is that if the Lord is my shepherd, then I'm a sheep. Yeah. Are you guys all sheep? Do you know anything about sheep? I don't know a lot about sheep, not personally anyways. I was just thinking, I should have asked Don this morning. Don, didn't you have some sheep last year? Do you have them anymore?
No.
Okay. Sounds like they might have been a little bit of a pain sometimes. They were. Okay. Well, there's a reason why sheep are not the mascots for sports teams or for nations. Do you know any sports team named the Sheep? The Rams, maybe, yeah. But nobody goes with the Sheep beyond that. I don't know of any nation that has the Sheep as their sort of emblem. We have the Eagle. I don't know what other nations have. I don't know of any that know that have the Sheep. Because sheep are defenseless, they're dependent, they're kind of helpless on their own, and somebody even has said they're dumb. I didn't put that in my outline, okay? I didn't want to be that demeaning to us. But the implication is that we're sheep. We need a shepherd. Sheep need a shepherd to care for them. They don't do well on their own. So we, like sheep, are defenseless and dependent and helpless. Now, we don't always think that about ourselves. We may at times think that we can do life on our own. A lot of times I think we think that. But when we hit a crisis, when we hit real difficulties in our lives, we often start to realize, I need help. This really isn't going very well just under my own power, doing this my own way. So we might as well admit it. We need a shepherd to care for us. That's what David's saying. The Lord is my shepherd. I'm a sheep. I need Him. I need a shepherd. And that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing to recognize. We need a shepherd. It's a simple recognition that I need someone to care for me, to lead me, someone that I can rest in, someone that I can rest with. So the Lord is my shepherd. The shepherd has a relationship with you. The Lord cares for us. He protects us. He provides for us. We submit to Him. When we read this psalm, Psalm 23, we like to focus on the parts. We like the green pastures and the quiet waters. At least I do. I like that idea. I get a little uneasy about the shadow of the valley of death and the enemies being present. And even the rod and the staff, I'm not quite sure what's going to come there with the rod and the staff. We kind of look at the parts of the psalm. But this is really about the shepherd and how he relates to us. We find the Lord at the beginning of the psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. And at the end, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The shepherd has a relationship with you. All of these experiences in between, in the middle of the psalm, are ours only if we belong to Him, only if we have that relationship with Him. When Jesus speaks of being the shepherd in John, he speaks of the sheep who know his voice. There's a relationship between the sheep and the shepherd. And the shepherd really cares for them. It's interesting, maybe it's simply because of the culture, but this isn't about the Lord is my cowboy. You know, it's the Lord is my shepherd. I think cattle are different than sheep. I have a feeling, I don't know if Floyd could tell us that or not, maybe there's a different kind of thing going on between farmers and cattle than there might be between sheep and shepherds.
They're not real smart either.
They're not real smart either, okay. The farmers or the cattle? Okay, they know his voice. That's a smart thing. Sorry, Floyd, I couldn't help it. But anyways, there's this relationship between sheep and shepherd. And he has a relationship with you. It's a relationship in which your life is fully under his care and you trust him. That's what the relationship looks like. Every area and activity in the sheep's life is under the direction, the protection, and the control of the shepherd. They need help and direction with everything. David says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." What's that mean? Does it mean I'll have everything I want? Does it mean I will be content and I won't want anything that I don't have? The Lord is my shepherd, I will not want. I will not be in want. I believe the idea is that I'll have what I need. I will not lack. I won't be in want. To be a sheep of a shepherd is to trust that he has provided what I need at the moment and will provide what I need in the future. David, no doubt, had his share of difficulties in life. And it would have seemed that he would have had reason to complain at times, like when Saul was chasing him throughout the wilderness after he'd already been anointed as king. David had. And he was running for his life. But David says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I will not want." David could say that. He believed that his Lord had a plan for his daily life. Even as a shepherd has a plan for the details of a sheep's life. Like, when's he going to lead them to water? And when's he going to lead them to a new pasture? And when do they need to come in for the night and be in the corral where they'll be protected? When do they need medicine? He had a plan for where to move them, for what their needs were to be taken care of at the moment. When we believe that the things that we don't really like may be a part of what the Lord has planned for us, we're in a position to accept those plans with joy and know that He would not lead us to a place simply to hurt us or to destroy us. Our shepherd has our best interests at heart. With this assurance, we can face frustrations and difficulties and still be at peace. That's what David's saying when he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I will not want." He trusts the Lord fully, even in the things of life that are difficult. That's what we need in our lives to be at peace in those difficult times, is to trust the shepherd and what his intentions are. With that kind of assurance, we can ask, what is God doing here and what does he want from me? The shepherd has some intention in what's happening now. What does God want from me right now? I'd like to grow in that attitude in my life. To always be able to say, what's God doing right now and how does he want me to respond? What's he doing? I know it's got to be good. There's something good that he has in mind. He's my shepherd. Why not admit that you are like a sheep and entrust yourself to his care and his guidance? Fully trust him. Accept what He chooses for you and look for Him at work, even in the difficult circumstances. It says in the Bible, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can men do to me? From Hebrews 13. The writer of Hebrews quotes from the Old Testament about the Lord who is our helper, who will never leave us. We don't need to be afraid like sheep who are under the care of a shepherd. They don't need to fear. A little girl once quoted, the Lord is my shepherd, He's all I want. Maybe she had it right. He's all I want. He's all I need. Your life is fully under His care and you trust Him. That's what it means when the Lord is our shepherd. We tend to live kind of hectic lives, right? Anybody here been busy this week? Yeah, a few people. And we want rest, but we have so much to do and we don't have time to rest. And we become anxious about things. And we work hard to overcome that anxiousness, to get everything under control. Philip Keller says that sheep need rest. Philip Keller kept sheep. And he said that sheep need rest, but they don't rest easily. Due to their timidity, they will not lie down unless they're free of all fear. They will not lie down if there's friction within the flock. He said that some sheep are bullies. And they're always butting and pushing the other sheep out of the way from the best place to eat or something like that. They won't lie down if there's friction like that going on in the flock. Or if they're bothered by pests, bugs, they won't lie down. If they're still hungry, they won't lie down. They move from one clump of grass to another. This is what he says in his book. He says, it's significant that to be at rest, there must be a definite sense of freedom from fear, tension, aggravations, and hunger. The unique aspect of the picture is that it's only the sheepman himself who can provide relief from these anxieties. It all depends upon the diligence of the owner whether or not his flock is free of disturbing influences. Sheep are easily startled. When that happens, one follows the other. A dog barks and they all run. Does that sound anything like people? Like us sometimes, easily startled, anxious about things. The care and the presence of the shepherd is often enough to calm the flock when they know their shepherd. Sheep don't do well unless they have some rest. David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Why do the sheep lie down? They need to rest. How can we claim this rest that the shepherd gives? Well, once again, we have to trust the shepherd. When we trust God's promises, when we act on His commands, when we have only the Lord to please, life is simplified and we can rest. In Him, we can get the rest that He desires to give us. Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, talks about God's rest. It says in Hebrews 4, for we also have had the gospel preached to us just as they did. But the message, and he's talking about the Israelites in the wilderness, that's the they here. But the message that they heard was of no value to them because those who heard did not combine it with faith. Now we who have believed enter that rest. We have to trust the shepherd. When we trust the shepherd, we can rest in Him. Trust God with the anxious things. Psalm 23 proclaims that we can trust Him. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Hebrews tells us that as we exercise faith, we enter into that rest. Psalm 91 was one that John and Allison mentioned to me as meaningful to them recently. Just a couple verses from Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. It's the one we can rest in. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue Him, I will protect Him, for He acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer Him. I will be with Him in trouble, I will deliver Him and honor Him. With long life I will satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Paul says in Philippians, he tells us, I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. That kind of trust and contentment is what allows us to rest, just like sheep need rest. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. As I read about sheep from Philip Keller, he also says that one way that sheep may have their need for water met is that they eat dew-drenched grass. You wouldn't think that they would get much water that way, but he says that that's an important form of water. Said, the good shepherd will be sure to have his sheep out grazing early in the morning to take advantage of this water source. That picture makes me think of a person who rises in time in the morning to spend time in the Word, in prayer, reading the Bible. I'm not really saying that it has to take place in the morning, but it means we take time in our lives to be restored, for the Lord to restore us. We take time to listen to Him and to speak to Him, to read His Word, to pray, to come together as a body, to worship and encourage one another, so that we'll be restored, so that our souls will be restored. Time to connect to God, to be restored and to be refreshed. I know that I need that because as I go about my day, I can be easily drained. Have you felt that? Jesus said this. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture says, streams of living water will flow from within him." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. Jesus says, "You're thirsty, come to me. I'll quench your thirst." We need him. I read that even as sheep are being led to clean water, they may stop at potholes and puddles along the way, drinking water which is dirty, infested, water that will make them sick. Are we anything like that? Looking for every source to satisfy our thirst? Our longing for something more out of life? It's the Lord that satisfies that longing. It's the Lord that restores our souls. It doesn't come from doing more, from trying harder, from having more fun or having more stuff or more education. That satisfaction and restoration comes from the Lord. But are we like the sheep looking in other places at times? None of us would say that we are, but sometimes the way we use our time would say that we're looking at other places. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. Do you admit that you're sheep in need of a shepherd? Are you abiding in the relationship with that shepherd? Are you listening to his voice? Are you following him? Do you trust his care so fully that you can rest in him? And are you going to him for the restoration of your soul? That's what it means for the Lord to be your shepherd. At some point, you have to decide, am I going to listen to the shepherd's voice? Am I going to follow him? Many of you have made that decision in your life. If you haven't, we all need a shepherd. We need the shepherd. I invite you this morning to make the Lord your shepherd by listening to his voice, by following him, by trusting him completely for your care, forgiveness of sin, direction, protection. I'd like to ask all of you to stand. We're going to pray together. Worship team can come up also. They'll lead us in a final song. Let's pray together. Lord, I thank you that you are our shepherd. You are the good shepherd. Lord, we admit this morning that we are sheep. We're like sheep. And we need you. We depend upon you. And I thank you that as the good shepherd, we have been lost sheep. And you have searched until you found us, Lord. Sometimes we think we've found you, but you found us. So I thank you for that. Lord, may we always remember that you are our shepherd, listening to your voice, depending on you. Father, trusting you. We trust you. Father, I ask that you would meet the need of each one here this morning. So now, Lord, we give ourselves to you. And we trust you to provide for us. In Jesus' name, amen.